We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
Lexington is a very special community when it comes to music.
And as Lexington Philharmonic Executive Director Allison Kaiser begins an intense process of identifying Lexphil's next conductor, might this also be a turning point?
We're very rich in all genres of music, so we'll be looking at someone who can help us to build bridges between all the different genres.
The first of six conductor candidates is in Lexington this week, beginning a grueling schedule of meetings, workshops, rehearsals, dinners, and performance. We put in a call to Idaho Falls Symphony conductor Thomas Heuser before he made his way to Kentucky.
I am a firm believer that there's still a hunger for excellence in the communities of audiences, that whether they're coming to the symphony for the first time or they've been coming for generations, there is always this desire for something extraordinary to happen on the stage, and that needs to be the vision for the future still.
And no pressure, but just saying.
We're looking for someone who has excellent musical ability, musicality. We're looking for someone who is a phenomenal communicator.
We'll be talking with all six conductor candidates over the course of the 2019-2020 season. Ever thought about writing a book? Already have a title or a couple of them to your credit? Whether beginner or pro, if you're going to the 40th anniversary Kentucky Women Writers Conference, be sure to catch keynote speaker Jane Allison. You'll learn
how there are different ways to tell stories. Not all stories fit that pattern. Often stories circle back around or meander. I think how often when someone's telling you a story, they kind of digress and lose their way and then come back.
Conference President Randy Ewing.
We're at a time right now where we're interested in seeing and hearing a whole bunch of different types of stories. And her session on that is open to the public. It's an opportunity for people to kind of think about those other types of stories.
The Kentucky Women Writers Conference gets started on Thursday of this week in Lexington. You'll hear about the making of Painted in Stone, a new documentary exploring the racially charged controversy about a mural in the University of Kentucky's iconic Memorial Hall.
Within the Black community, this mural represents an institutional structural racism.
Lexington community activist Jim Embry, whose voice is among many featured in this film that's scheduled to make its debut on the 24th of this month. It's the work of EKU professor of broadcasting and electronic media, John Fitch.
Over the past 4 or 5 years, students have been protesting the mural. They've been unhappy with its placement. They've been unhappy that it's there because it contains depictions of slaves and African-Americans in not the most flattering light.
You'll hear Wendy Barnett's conversation with filmmaker and professor John Fitch. Was Lexington's first Railbird Music Festival a success?
We wanted to put on a world-class music festival in Lexington, Kentucky. That we achieved.
David Helmers is debriefed by Art Sheckett from our arts and culture partner, Undermain, now that the festival's local producer has had time to study his checklist.
You know, there's a long checklist, but they're really minor tweaks.
Helmers tells us there were a few minor hiccups, but they're being taken into account as planning for Railbird 2020 gets underway.
What you'll see is a very similar event, hopefully improved where it needs to be, but largely, you know, we feel like we had a home run, and let's try and do it again.
It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on WEKU and on your WEKU mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.